Alicia, your winner today for Song of the Day. Gotta be honest, I like that song, but holy crap, I feel like if I would have picked that, I would have got like 2 votes. Lean Like a Cholo.
I just like it. It's so catchy.
It is catchy. Liv, did we put video of that on our Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie?
Yes, there is video of Porkchop leaning like a cholo, and well, you can make a decision for yourself how you think it is.
It is something special.
It is what you call awkward. All right, so this is interesting. I think, Mackenzie, you found this story. I'm on a journey. We bring back Joe's journey tomorrow at 9, 8 Central, but somebody a little more famous than I am, trying to lose weight and going to the extremes.
Yeah, so if you've been watching Kardashians, I need to catch up on mine.
You know me all the time.
We rarely see Rob, though. So it's like, what's happened to Rob? Where's he been? Well, here's the scoop on Rob Kardashian. He has been sent, he's going to a health farm. He's hit 300 pounds. And it's like, of course, a 5-star retreat. But this is kind of his big kick, his last attempt, or else he's going to have lap band surgery. So the back in the day, they'd call them like fat camps, which obviously very offensive, but he's going to go to retreat and try to lose the LBs.
I mean, losing weight is tough, but here's my thing. If like I could have 6 months off, like I didn't have to worry about finances or anything or being a partner or anything. If you can't lose weight then, I don't know how you can. Because it's hard for a lot of people to lose weight because you're a mom, you're a dad, you're doing something, you got 20 jobs you're doing. Like, it's hard. On top of that, you have to put in extra time to lose weight, eat right, and do all that. But if he can't lose weight at this camp or whatever it is, I don't know how he's going to do it.
Well, I just think the thing about it is, okay, so not particularly Rob Kardashian because he's pretty much set, but like a regular person, say you go away and lose it, but then it's a lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when you come back to reality, the reality is you're going to, most people, if you're normal, you have to go back to working and being a parent or all your other responsibilities. So you need to learn how to implement your healthy lifestyle with your life. I think it's great to go away, but the reality is what happens then when you come back to like actual life.
Has anybody listening right now, by the way, 833-563-2539, like maybe you got some advice for us or Rob Kardashian or fellow people listening where you've lost weight because we're kicking off the new year and doing things. Like, how did you do it? And like you said, a lifestyle is the biggest thing, because for myself, I've lost 75 pounds or almost 100 twice, and I put it back on, and I was doing somewhat healthy eating, but it was the lifestyle I was living when I was doing it then. Guess what? I felt great. I looked great, but then I got back to like a terrible lifestyle, and it all came back on.
Well, and I think here's the thing, too. I think sometimes when people go on these crazy diets, one, they go on these crazy diets that they are not realistic to live for the rest of your life. I think, you know, sometimes when you do these like Atkins diets or like these diets where these keto diets where you're taking out all of your carbs, like that's not realistic. You are going to end up eating carbs in your life. So like cutting them out to like crash diet and lose all of this weight super duper duper quickly, what is going to happen when you enter back in carbs? Like when you enter them back into your life. Also, newsflash, you need carbs to survive. That's one of our, like, you need carbs to survive. Do you need chips, potato chips? Is that how you should get your carbs? No. But you need carbs. You need a potato.
But potato chips are pretty good though. Like, have you had it like a salt and vinegar?
But I just think like these like diets and these fads just are not realistic for like a long, healthy lifestyle.
But I've had like listeners, for example, like DM me or Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram, and they're like, hey, like I know you're trying to lose weight, and they've said they've lost like 100 pounds on keto. I guess,
right.
What are you doing then? Whatever diet is, like, if you're listening right now, 833-563-2539, share, like tell us.
Here's the thing. It's not easy. If it was easy to have a healthy lifestyle, then everyone would be in insane shape. To have the things that few people have, you have to do the things few people are willing to do. That's it. You can't be lazy. You got to get off your butt and you got to move. And I know there's health things and everything, but I'm just telling you, it's not easy. Like, you have to be disciplined and you have to get motivated within yourself. No one else can do it for you.
And I think it's the one thing, too, when you look at, like, health is the one thing you cannot buy. Like, look, we look at these people, Rob Kardashian, he has every resource right there. He has so much money at his fingertips, and he still can't get a grip on it. Another person we look at is Oprah. Oprah openly
struggled
with her weight.
Yeah.
And, like, it is not a thing that it's, like, it's not a resource thing. It's, you know, finding the motivation within yourself and finding kind of like a control and a want and a desire to do it. And I do think, you know, sometimes people I'm not saying you can't lose 100 pounds on doing keto or doing Atkins or doing Mediterranean or whatever the new fad is. I just think, are you going to be able to keep that weight off? Because, Joe, you've said you've lost 75 pounds twice and you weren't able to keep the weight off. So I think crash diets, going too little, eating too little for an extended period of time, also is not realistic, because then your body goes into starvation mode. Your body craves those calories that you're depriving it of. Like, right. You need to do it in a healthy, sustainable way.
And it's what works for you, the individual. Try different things. And what can you actually live with? We do. A lot of people can just do substitutes. If you have a sweet tooth, like I have a sweet tooth, I just try to substitute things I like for like things that aren't as bad for you.
Let's say hi to Justin. Hey, Justin, I heard you lost some weight.
Yes, I have.
What are you doing, man?
I am doing keto. I've lost 10 pounds over the span of like 60 days, 30 to 60 days, something like that.
Congratulations. That's awesome. So, and that's actually a good pace.
Yeah. In a nutshell, like what, describe keto really quickly and like what you eat on the daily.
Okay. So I drink coffee in the morning for my breakfast. And then, you know, the steam bag of vegetables.
Yep.
I eat a bag of those with a little bit of cheese and some hot sauce. And then at night, I do like my meat proteins and more vegetables.
All right. Hey, thank you. Congratulations, Justin. That's great.
All I want to say, because, I mean, people are really upset that I've come at their beloved keto diet.
Oh, yeah. You better watch
all
out.
All I want to say is that when you are on keto, you have to pay very close attention to your cholesterol. When you are eating that much cheese, that much meat, your fat intake goes up. You need to pay attention to cholesterol and you need to pay attention to your sodium intake.
I want to give a shout out to Sadie. She DM'd us, Joe and McKenzie, said it's not easy talking about keto, but just eating certain foods, you stick to it. She said, I've lost 38 pounds in 2.5 months and you can do it. She said, after I got off, because we were asking about that, she's like, I put about 3 pounds back on, but the doctor said that's totally cool.
All right. Well, yeah, whatever works for you, you know. It's individual.
Maybe send a DM to Rob Kardashian. Help him out. Maybe keto is the way. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, who Antonio Brown is going to fight, and his new music, plus the new Netflix series from Gwyneth Paltrow you are going to be obsessed with.
Wait, did you say he has new music?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.